الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah like no other before. And one of its blessings are like being generously rewarded for small actions, such as Laylatul Qadr, praying in jama', fasting on the 6 days of Shawwal, giving sadaqah, and many other various righteous deeds that Allah multiplies tremendously in abundance. So one of the blessings Allah has blessed this ummah are the times of the year, during which acts of obedience are rewarded tremendously in abundance. These seasons or period of the year are in reality gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given to His worshippers, since they are generously rewarded for relatively small deeds. And no one is deprived of their good except he or she who has indeed been deprived. And no one abstains their good except that he has been guided to success. And of those blessed seasons that has been bestowed upon this ummah, during which acts of worship and obedience shall be highly taken as an advantage, is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Why, my dear brothers and sisters? Because, my brothers and sisters, there are no other days more rewarded than these 10. They are the first 10 days of the Islamic month of Dhul Hijjah, which is the last month of the year. Unfortunate to say, many of us do not know the great advantage of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and we let them simply fly by. That being said, the virtues and importance of those 10 days have been mentioned in the noble Quran and in the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the hadith regarding its virtues and importance found in Sahih al-Bukhari is the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the famous hadith regarding this first 10 days, that he said, "Ma min ayyamin 'amal salih fihinna ahabba ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayyam al-'ashr." Faqalu ya Rasulullah, wala jihadu fi sabilillah? Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ولا جهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. That he, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said what means there are no days during which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days, meaning the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They, the companion, said, "O Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Not even jihad in the path of Allah, except if someone were to go out to fight, taking himself and his wealth and not returning." Meaning he went out and died in the battlefield without coming back home. Al-Hafiz, Abdurrahman, Ibn Ahmed, Ibn Rajab, otherwise known as Al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab, in his classical book, Lata'if al-Ma'arif, which he discusses the deeds and actions with which Allah has distinguished certain times of the year. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab al-Hanbali discusses the virtues of the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And he first began to comment on the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu by saying, started commenting and explaining the hadith by saying, وَقَدْ دَلَّتْ هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْعَمَلَ فِي أَيَّامِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْعَمَلَ فِي أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ غَيْرِ إِسْتِثْنَاء شَيْءٍ مِنْهَا. And this hadith has, he said that, and this hadith has shown that deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are more beloved to Allah than deeds in any other days of this dunya, without any exception to that. And he continues saying, وَإِذَا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَفْضَلْ عِنْدَهُ وَقَدْ وَرَدَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ بِاللَّفْظِ مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلْ فِيهَا أَفْضَلْ مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. That he said, and if they are more beloved to Allah, then they are more virtuous with Him. And this hadith has been narrated with the wording, there are no days in which actions or deeds are better than the 10 days. And Ibn Rajab continues by commenting regarding the hadith, وَشَكَّ فِي لَفْظِهِ أَحَبَّ أَوْ أَفْضَلُ وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَمَلْ فِي أَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ أَفْضَلُ وَأَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْعَمَلْ فِي غَيْرِ مِنْ أَيَّامِ السَّنَةِ كُلُّهَا. And it was narrated with some shock meaning like doubts or uncertainty in the wording as to whether it was more beloved or better. And if the deeds in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better and more beloved to Allah than the entire year. So, and he says, صار العمل فيه, then deeds performed within those days. وَإِن كَانَ مُفْدُولًا أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الْعَمَلْ فِي غَيْرٍ وَإِن كَانَ فَاضِلًا وَلِهَذَا قَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَلَا جِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Even if they are superior, and concerning this, the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah. قَالَ وَلَا جِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِسْتَثْنَى جِهَادًا وَاحِدًا وَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ جِهَادٍ. He said, meaning the Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah. And then he made the exception of one type of jihad, which is the best of jihad. And that is, of course, the jihad that he goes out, the person goes out and not return back at all. And also another hadith narrated by Imam Ahmed and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, that Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, كُنْتُ عِنْدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ فَذَكَرْتُ الْأَعْمَالُ فَقَالَ مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ عَمَلْ فِيهِنَّ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعَشَرِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَأَكْبَرُهُ فَقَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ إِلَّا أَنَّ يَخْرُجَ رَجُلٌ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مَهْجَةٌ نَفْسُهُ فِيهِ. Here, Abdullah ibn Amr, he narrates a story that he was one day, he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, and I mentioned something about righteous deeds, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days during which righteous deeds are more preferable than these 10 days, meaning the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, not even jihad in the path of Allah, except if someone were to go out to fight, taking himself and his wealth, and not return back. Meaning, he went out, died in the battlefield, and never returned. And Ibn Rajab explains why righteous deeds are more beloved and better than jihad during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah by saying, وَأَمَّا بَقِيَّةُ أَنْوَعِ الْجِهَادِ فَإِنَّ الْعَمَلْ فِي عَشْرَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ أَفْضَلْ وَأَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْهَا. He says that, and as for the explaining the types, and as for the remaining types of jihad, then definitely these in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better and more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, وَكَذَلِكَ سَائِرْ الْأَعْمَالِ, then that, and the same goes for the remaining deeds. And then he says, وَهَذَا يَدِلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْعَمَلِ مَفْدُولُ فِي الْوَقْتِ فَاضِلْ يَلْتَحِقُّ بِالْعَمَلِ فَاضِلْ في غيره ويزيد عليه لمضاعف ثوابه وأجره. That he says, and this shows that superiority deeds performed in the virtuous time overtakes superiority deeds in other times, and the reward and recompense for them is increased and multiplied. End of quote of Ibn Rajab. And this hadith also, as well as others, clearly explains the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and the superiority of the performing righteous deeds during them. Furthermore, we conclude in this first part of the series of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah of the statement of Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab again, who said regarding these virtuous days, the first 10 days, encouraging the Muslims of taking its advantage by starting by saying, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this love, this craving, this longing on behalf of the believers towards the Bayt al-Haram, the Grand Mosque in Mecca, towards seeing and witnessing that sacred place, and not every person is able to be there every year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined us to be there once in a lifetime. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed the Muslims all over the world a season of worship that is common between those who are performing Hajj and those who cannot perform Hajj that year. A season in which they can earn a reward that exceeds the reward of jihad upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something better than the jihad itself. End of the quote of Ibn Rajab. My dear brothers and sisters, before us is a great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with so much opportunities in our lifetime, that if we take advantage of it, is as though we have lived a very long time. As the lifespan of this ummah is up to 60 to 70 years, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, and one of the imams of the Salaf mentioned that whoever takes advantage of Laylatul Qadr every year is as if he lived many lives. Because one night praying Laylatul Qadr is like praying for more than 83 years. Therefore, imagine praying every year of your life Laylatul Qadr. How much would that accumulate to? Start with the ones you have already prayed in the past years of your life. Inshallah, we don't want to take too much of your time. But inshallah, we will continue in part two of this series on this great subject. In the second part, we will cover the virtues of 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Until then, subhanaka wa bihamdika wa ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.